You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. The desire of God is not for us to have some peace. God does not give just anyhow peace. The desire of God is that we will have perfect peace. The kind of peace that God gives is an all-round peace, a perfect peace in every facet of life, in every aspect of life. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." You will see the disciples greeting themselves, saying, "Peace be unto you." When you read many of the apostles, they will say, "The peace of the Lord be with you." It's very critical. We cannot live a meaningful life in fear. We have to live in peace. The Christian life is a life that is to be lived in peace. The life of the world is a life that is devoid of peace. So they are looking for peace. They are looking for personal peace. They are also looking for environmental peace. They want peace in the world. But for us, we have the peace of the Lord, and it's a perfect peace. The peace of the world is temporary. They have peace when atmosphere, conditions, situations at the particular moment seems favorable. But once it changes, then they lose their peace. Not so with us. He says, you will keep him in perfect peace. You see, this peace is not a product of your effort. This is not a peace that you are trying to orchestrate, that you are closing your eyes and saying, I must have peace. I must have peace, 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 peace. No, it is God that keeps your mind at peace. So even you yourself, you are wondering, why am I at peace in this situation? Why do I have such situation at hand? I'm at peace. So it doesn't matter what country you live in, you will have peace. Perfect peace is not a product of advanced countries. Perfect peace is only God that can give it. Only God can keep you in perfect peace. But he says, whose mind is stayed on you. It is not everybody that will experience perfect peace. It is only those whose mind is stayed on God. They stay with God. They do not shift ground. In fact, he concludes by saying, because he trusts in you. Because he trusts in you. That is the key to experiencing perfect peace. It is trust in God. Every of our fear, anxiety, and so on are all product of fear that we have in our heart or of our lack of trust in God. Every area of or aspect of your life where you do not trust God, you will experience restlessness and you will experience fear. And every aspect and areas of your life where you trust God, you will experience perfect peace. So all that God is asking us to do is to trust Him. That's the way to peace. The world, they are looking for peace everywhere. Some people think maybe relationship will bring them peace of mind. Maybe power, maybe position, maybe money, maybe beauty. None of those things will bring you peace. Only as you trust. You see, we've always explained that there's a difference between believing God and trusting in God. Many people believe that there is God, but very few people trust their life to God. Even many people that go to church, so to say, they really do not trust their life to God. They don't read the word of God and say, this is what God says, I will believe it. The key, the path to peace is trusting in God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.